in the limelight.
The only way to stop the B11529 and other coronavirus mutations is through testing, wearing face masks and getting vaccines to everyone in the world. We're prepared for you an article written by Kit Yates, Director of the Centre for Mathematical Biology at the University of Bath in England, and author of the book The Mathematics of Life and Death. The piece is titled The New Variant is Worrying, but it doesn't change how we tackle COVID. Many of the world's leading COVID-19 experts are raising the alarm about a new variant which has been described as horrific and the worst ever. Authorities are understandably worried, but it's important to place their concerns in context. We have detected variants before that looked worrying but never took off. It's early days for a variant that wasn't on anyone's radar until only recent days. Much about the new variant is still unknown. The very fact that we have detected this new variant early is good news and shows that the global surveillance system is working. But the high number of mutations detected in its genome are concerning. This is the primary reason scientists around the world are warning it must be taken seriously. Every time a virus replicates, it has the opportunity to mutate. The more opportunities the virus has to replicate, the larger the number of mutations and the higher the chances of new variants emerging. That much is simple mathematics. Most mutations will go unnoticed and have a neutral or negative impact on the resulting virus. Occasionally, we will see mutations that fundamentally change the nature of the virus and what it is able to do. There are typical three things that dictate how worried we should be about an emerging variant. Does it spread faster? Is it more deadly? And does it evade our existing immunity? We are still at the beginning of the race to understand this new variant, the B11529, which was first detected in South Africa. But if the answer to any of these questions is yes, then it could be a serious threat, and we will need to do whatever we can to limit its spread. Based on preliminary data, this variant seems to be outcompeting other variants, growing faster even than the Delta variant, which quickly rose to global dominance earlier this year. This assessment is based on the small numbers of cases in South Africa, and there is still a great degree of uncertainty over how transmissible it is. Some of the mutations that the B11529 has acquired have been previously associated with higher transmissibility in other variants. This has scientists worried about its ability to spread. Beyond the relatively limited case data, the small number of sequenced genomes and perhaps a bigger cause for concern due to the sheer number of mutations that have been discovered in this new variant. As well as mutations associated with increased transmission, some of the mutations in B11529 have been associated with changes to the spike protein that might make it unrecognizably different to the version of COVID our vaccines were designed to target. This potential for immune evasion is the most worrying aspect of all. It's why nations are currently scrambling to prevent the variant from arriving on their shores. The new variant is believed to have reached Europe, with Belgium confirming the continent's first case. As the situation in Belgium demonstrates, it is possible that the variant is already in the United Kingdom. As of yet, no cases have been detected. The government has reacted quickly, placing Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa and Zimbabwe on England's red travel list. However, managed hotel quarantine does not come into force until Sunday, 28th of November, and arrivals between now and then are asked to undertake the less reliable measure of isolating at home. And even with managed isolation, from listed countries in place, there are still concerns about the variant being imported from countries that aren't on the red list, where it has spread but not yet been detected. The potential for loopholes, including people travelling via a third country in order to bypass quarantine measures, also presents a possible route for the new variant to spread. These loopholes need to be tightened quickly. Moreover, if and when the variant starts spreading among people in the United Kingdom, we will need enhanced contact testing and tracing, including the testing of those who have come into contact with someone who is COVID positive, before or after their infection was detected. This would help to stamp out potential outbreaks as they emerge. Surge testing should also be on the standby in case the variant is found to be spreading in the community. The new variant doesn't change the fundamentals of how the United Kingdom should be tackling COVID. We should still be encouraging people to get the vaccine and their booster shots. As the winter draws in and people spend more time socialising indoors, we need to focus on better ventilation in communal spaces. We should be taking mitigation measures to prevent spread in schools, where pupils are again seeing the highest rate of COVID among any age group. We should be updating our messaging on COVID symptoms so that people know when to get tested, and we should be redoubling our effort to get in touch with close contacts of infected people so they know to get a test themselves. Wearing face masks should be made mandatory again in enclosed public spaces, on transport and in supermarkets, and businesses should be encouraging people to work from home where they can. In short, we must be doing all the things that we should have been doing all along to prevent the spread of COVID-19. What the emergence of this new and potentially dangerous variant highlights more than ever before is that we in the United Kingdom are not immune to COVID in other countries. It doesn't make sense for the United Kingdom government to talk about being first to exit the pandemic. By its very definition, the pandemic is a global problem and we will only truly be solved with global solutions. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced every eligible adult in the United Kingdom should be offered a COVID booster shot by the end of January, as ministers race to increase protection against the Omicron variant. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "We're going to be throwing everything at it to ensure everyone eligible is offered a booster shot in just over 2 months," adding that he would be getting his own third vaccine shot on Thursday, 2nd of December. Boris Johnson said the government's aim was for the pace of the rollout to match that seen for earlier courses of the vaccine. He said there will be temporary vaccine centres popping up like Christmas trees. As before, age groups will be invited one at a time, eldest to youngest, to receive their booster shots. Boris Johnson said, "We'll move down the cohorts rapidly." The Prime Minister was speaking at No. 10 Downing Street press conference alongside the Health Secretary Sajid Javid and the Chief Executive of NHS England, Amanda Pritchard. The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, the JCVI, recommended on Monday that all people over the age of 18 be offered a third jab, and the gap between the second and third doses be halved to 3 months. Health Secretary Sajid Javid said, "We're now able to put our booster programme on steroids and protect even more people even more quickly if we want to give ourselves the chance of a Christmas with our loved ones. The best thing we can do is step up, roll up our sleeves and get protected when the time comes." Amanda Pritchard, the Chief Executive of NHS England, said for the time being only those already eligible for a booster shot, which includes over 40s, whose second jab was 6 months ago, would be able to book an appointment, and it would be later be opened more widely. She urged people to wait until they are contacted by the NHS before trying to book. Pritchard said the NHS now has almost 3,000 vaccination sites available across the United Kingdom, but she stressed that while the NHS was confident it could meet the end January target for offering all adults a booster shot, she warned it can't happen overnight, pointing to the pressures on health service staff. Worldwide vaccinations will be vital in order to reduce COVID cases around the world and limit the potential for novel variants that could undo all of our hard work. Up to this point, richer countries that have not been doing enough to achieve this goal. The emergence of this new variant of coronavirus reinforces the message that should have always been the overriding mantra of our pandemic response. Nowhere is safe until everywhere is safe.